Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, sex, work, dating, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, too much of a good thing. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been in a relationship with a woman for the past 15 years. It's been on and off again, but she's the one for me. She's my everything, and our kids are my world. I bet you're wondering, why haven't I married her? And maybe you can help me figure it out, too. For the first few years of our relationship, we kept it on the down low because of her age. She was 16 when I started dating her, and I was 19. It didn't matter much to us, but I was afraid of her father and that he would object. He found out about it and took it better than we expected. He actually walked in on us having sex in his house when she was 18, and he threatened to shoot me. But thank God, he didn't. We're super cool now, and he's hoping I get a ring soon and marry his daughter. Over the years, financial issues and raising our children has come between us. We live together 1 minute, we'll live together 1 minute, and the next minute, she's moving out. Quite honestly, the only time we get along is when we're having sex. What makes it hard is that we have sex almost every day. Yes, even when we're apart, she will come to me and demand sex. We've had sex in the strangest places because it's her way of feeling closer to me if we're arguing. I talked her into buying a home together so we can be stable for our children. She's happy about it only because she will have me in her bed every night. I feel like a slave to her, and if I tell her no, I feel awful. There are just times that I can't perform, nor do I want to. Like if she says something to emasculate me in front of my 8-year-old son, I have no desire to make love to her. I need some help here, guys, before I move in with her. Should I let her continue to use me for sex if we grew apart years ago? This letter is confusing to me. Because it really seems like two different letters. I mean, the first part, you're happy, she's the one for you, she's your everything. Then part two, you're an emasculated sex slave. There's a lot of sex going on in this marriage, but not a lot of communication in this relationship. After 15 years and kids, of course you guys should be married. Of course you should. I'm with the dad. Where's the ring? So why aren't you is the question. And I really don't think it's for any of the reasons you gave, because sex every night, I think that's most men's dream, isn't it? After all the years, you guys should be able to talk about anything. I mean, you guys should be able to express yourselves. You should tell her not to talk to you crazy in front of your son. And she would probably stop doing it. So now, what do you want moving forward? Because you guys bought a home like a married couple. I mean, you said you talked her into that, and she was on board. You have kids like a married couple, and you have more sex than a lot of married couples. So what's the problem? I mean, you seem to keep making excuses. Money problems, kid problems, sex problems. I mean, you know, in a lot of relationships, these things are normal. So I just say no more excuses. Stop all these excuses. Be a man. Ask this man to marry you. I ask this woman to marry you. I mean, seriously. Steve?
I don't. This letter's crazy. I don't see it.
It is.
Too much of a good thing. You've been in a relationship with a woman for the past 15 years, but it's been off and on. See, I don't understand. I've been in these great relationships, but they've been off and on. That's not a great relationship, but she's the one for me. But y'all off and on. She's my everything, and my kids are our world. Dog, y'all off and on for 15 years. I bet you wondering why I ain't married her, and maybe we can help figure it out. Because it's off and on, boy. That's why every time you want to marry her, something happened and y'all go off. Then y'all got to work yourself back on. That's why. For the first few years of our relationship, we kept it on the down low because of her age. Here we go. She was 16 when I started dating her, and I was 19. It didn't matter much to us. Oh, it might not have mattered to you. But the police department, the FBI, and the federal government gives a damn about this.
Yeah. A big damn.
Yeah.
Man, boy, it didn't matter much to us. Good thing you didn't share it with anybody else. It didn't matter much to us, but I was afraid her father would object. You think? He found out about it and took it better than we expected. Now, listen to this line, y'all. He found out about it and took it better than we expected. Then right after he put a period, this is the next line he say. He actually walked in on us having sex in his house when she was 18, and he threatened to shoot me. Didn't you just say he took it much better than you expected? Didn't you just say that, dog?
That should have been one whole sentence.
Bruh, then he walked in on y'all having sex when she was 18 and threatened to shoot you. Well, good thing he took it well.
Whoa.
But thank God he didn't. We're super cool now. And he's hoping I get a ring soon and marry his daughter. I guess after the death threat, you don't realize this is a slow burn shotgun wedding, dog.
Yes,
I don't know if you realize this or not. When we come back, I'll tell you the rest. But you've been threatened with death. Now y'all
all right. All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up to the Strawberry Letter. Too much of a good thing is the subject at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, too much of a good thing.
Yeah, too much. We ain't even got to the sex part yet. Dated this girl when she was 16. He was 19, had to keep it on the down low. Said it didn't matter much to us. Well, like I said before, it mattered to a lot of other people.
Yeah.
If the police and the FBI had found about it, it would have really mattered, son. But they didn't, and so you got away with it. And then you were scared to tell him. You kept it on down low because you were scared of how her father would react. But he actually took it better than we expected because we was in there having sex in the house when she was 18, and he threatened to shoot me.
That's how he took it.
That's how he took it.
But thank God he didn't. We super cool now. Yeah. Yeah, and he hoping I get a ring. No, you super cool now. He hoping I get a ring, marries daughter. Over the years, financial issues and raising our children has come between us. The children have come between y'all. Ain't that the thing that your one thing that y'all can have together? You want to know why you can't marry her yet. Either that or your typing skills are stupid. One of the two. I don't know which one it is yet. We live together 1 minute, and the next minute, she's moving out. Hard to marry somebody when they pack it. I'm just going to tell you that. Quite honestly, the only time we get along is when we have sex. And what makes it hard is that we have sex almost every day.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yes, even when we are apart, she will come to me and demand sex. We've had sex in the strangest places because it's her way of feeling closer to me if we argue.
I talked her into buying a home together so we can be stable for our children. She's happy about it only because she would have me in her bed every night.
What are you having sex at?
Everywhere.
Every day.
I feel like a slave to her. You are.
Property.
Hell, you feel like a slave without being one. And if I tell her no, I feel awful. There are just times I can't perform, nor do I want to. Like if she's saying something to emasculate me in front of my 8-year-old son. Get your punk ass over here.
What, Steve?
Get your punk ass over here and do like I tell you.
Don't do that in front of the kids.
Not in front of the baby.
Baby, the boy is looking. I don't give a damn. He know who you are.
You heard it, Daddy. Get your punk ass over there.
Here, hold my leg. What?
That's the kid, huh?
What? You heard it, Daddy. Get your punk ass over there.
You shut up. You don't tell him to shut up and hold my leg.
This ain't good.
Junior has the perfect kid voice.
Masculates me in front of my 8-year-old son, but I have no desire to make love to her. I need some help here, guys, before I move in with her. Should I let her continue to use me for sex if we grew apart years ago? Listen to me, dog. Y'all apart now. You've grown apart. Why y'all buying a house together?
Yeah.
Support your child. Y'all need to split up. But you know if you split up, she coming over there.
Sex slave.
You don't break up with me. Maybe. Now hold my leg.
Come on, Junior.
You heard, Mama. Get your punk ass over there and hold her leg.
Boy, I'm not going to tell you no more. This ain't got nothing to do with you. This is a reenactment. This is the boy, the mother. Now, Shirley, you be the mother.
Okay.
Junior, you the boy. Uh-huh. And I'm the dude that wrote the letter.
Okay.
Anybody can start.
Honey, come in here. It's time.
You heard, Mama? Come in here.
Boy, ain't you got nothing to do?
Don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. You got something to do.
Mm-hmm. Baby, stop talking to me like this in front of this boy.
Get naked.
He doesn't understand
that.
Wait a minute.
What did you say, boy?
Get naked.
Yeah, you heard him. Get naked.
See, but that's you. See, you put these thoughts in this boy's head. You got this boy talking to me like this.
Look, just do what I tell you to do. You have duties, okay? Don't worry
baby,
about the baby.
I don't want to.
No, you're going to, okay? It's nighttime. We do it every night.
Don't stop now.
Don't stop. And we've been doing it this way for 15
wait
years.
Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute. Boy, go in there and find yourself something to do.
Don't worry about him. You worry about me. You're looking
He's
at
my
me.
Son.
Worry
I'm
about
worried
me.
About him.
Mama said you got to do what mama say do. Do mama.
That's right, baby. Tell your daddy to get in here and do me.
Put your punk ass in there and do mama.
If you call me... See, you see how you doing, baby. You got this boy called. I'm his daddy, and he calling me punk ass. Oh,
honey, he's so
cute. If he wasn't on
this
radio show, I'd cuss him out and bust him dead his damn teeth.
Don't worry about the baby. He's so cute. Oh, honey, you're so cute.
This baby ain't cute with his old-looking ass. We got an 8-year-old that look 40.
Well, he looks just like you.
But I am 40.
Look, we're wasting time standing out here arguing, okay? You have a duty to perform.
I don't
okay?
want you.
You have a perform. Yes, you do. Well, I want
don't.
You. The end. All right, put your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at steveharvey.com, at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.